This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight.
Better than ever. How about it? Wendy's Big Show here in July. The summer is here. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Gary Yellerson, Bill Baby Tao Schmidt with you here for 4 hours, well, 3.5 hours, a short show, as we got the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show. Brewers try to wrap up the first half, theoretical first half, before the All-Star break. A 7-game sprint starts out in Cincinnati. We'll talk a little bit of that. We got to talk some NBA basketball, though, as yesterday, guys, I'm down at the NASCAR race, and my phone died because of Adrian Wojnarowski. I'm convinced that it was Adrian Wojnarowski that took the battery out of my phone, Gary, and just blew it up left and right. I get the message first off about 4:02, 4:03, right? The period starts at 5 is when negotiations were able to go, and all of a sudden it says Kevin Durant will announce tonight via the boardroom or whatever, and then about 15 minutes later, Adrian Wojnarowski has it. He's going to the Brooklyn Nets, and then the onslaught just went off. Kyrie joins him in Brooklyn. Jimmy Butler decides that he wants to go play in Miami. D'Angelo Russell gets shipped from Brooklyn to the Golden State Warriors. The movement was absolutely nuts last night. But the one that gets centered here in Milwaukee is Malcolm Brogdon leaves for the Indiana Pacers in a sign-and-trade.
Yeah, what's your voice okay?
It's feeling all right. I'm doing all right. I'm muddling through.
Yeah, it sounds... You okay? I mean, sounds a little...
Well, I'm running out about 8 hours of sleep for the last 3 nights.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Whoa, my
boy. So let's keep the energy level high all day today.
Let's run with this.
Let's run with it then. Four years, $85 million for Malcolm Brogdon. Bucks get 2 second-round picks and a first-round pick back in the sign-and-trade.
Addition by subtraction?
Could be. Or it could just be flat-out getting worse. Do you believe the Bucks got better yesterday?
Well, you see, and I said this last week, Steve and I were talking about it, and I said, well, you know, how they gonna replace him? Steve goes, George Hill. I go, yeah, I know, but is he enough? And we knew that's what was going to go down. He was rumored, and I had to text Steve, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I think I was at home and dealing with some stuff, and I forget the guy's name. He says, hey, you know, my folks tell me that he's going to be going to Chicago, Brogdon, 4 years, $80 million. And Steve texts me back. He goes, oh, that's Jabari's money. I don't know who money it is, but it's 4 years, $80 million. You know, I mean, that's a lot of dough for Brogdon, right? I mean,
20 per.
Then all of a sudden, I mean, I didn't see a trade coming. Did you?
I didn't really notice all of the signing trades happening like they did yesterday.
Gary Wolf was the only one that said the Bucks were working on a signing trade with him, and he had that up. I don't know, 20 minutes, half hour before it broke. Nobody else was talking about signing trade for Malcolm Brogdon other than him. And in his tweet that he put out, he said several teams in hot pursuit, with Philadelphia being one of them.
Oh, wow.
So the Sixers apparently were one of them, and then he ended up going to Indiana.
And what was Brogdon's deal?
4 years, $85 million.
Stupid money.
What are you going to do? I mean, I think the Bucks did well to recover, meaning that to trade him and trying to get something for him and just kind of dangling in the wind.
And I thought it was also interesting, too, of how the timeline matches up with those picks, too. It feels like it would be a necessary security blanket in case worse comes to worse and you lose Giannis. You have that first-round pick in 2022 that's coming in from the Indiana Pacers there.
No doubt about it. And I guess the question, did the Bucks get better? I don't think they got any better, bro. Matter of fact, they don't have a replacement for Brogdon. So, to me, they got worse. The picks you're going to get whenever that happens. But if you're looking to try to win right now next year, this losing Brogdon doesn't help you get there, but I understand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I understand because I don't know if I would have paid Brogdon that type of money, although I would have loved to have. But if you look what they went and did with George Hill, with Lopez, with Middleton, I mean, they shelled out a lot of money here within the last couple of days. So, I mean, I don't think they got better, but I understand.
And I didn't get the numbers that came by if the Robin Lopez numbers have been out, but 5 years, $178 million as well. We looked at Chris Middleton planning on getting just underneath the max. That's just underneath the max, but that's a full amount of money that you were able to get there too. Host of the Biggest Save Milwaukee Pros postgame show. You said $17 million right there was going to be your cap for Malcolm Brogdon. He gets 21, over 21 a year. Did the Bucks get better yesterday, Stevie?
This is the thing for me. I don't like Robin Lopez, never have. But if he's coming at like $5 million or something like that per year, okay, right? He's a backup player, wants to play with his brother, whatever the case is. He's a nice backup big to have behind Brooke Lopez. Mm-hmm, that's sure physical. Is. Could still provide some presence down there. I mean, he's not going to hit threes like Brooke probably, but he's going to provide a different presence. So I'm fine with that. Like, totally good with it if it means those two playing together makes everything good. All right.
I didn't think they wanted to play together, though, at first.
That's what they were saying earlier, but I'm guessing that was sarcasm. I don't
right.
know. So, okay, fine. The George Hill, Malcolm Brogdon thing, okay. But you are putting a lot of pressure on Sterling Brown and DiVincenzo and Pat Connaughton to all play significantly better next year. You're putting a lot of pressure on those two guys. Now, I was listening to NBA radio earlier, and I was listening to Tim Legler talk. And Legler was talking about the Bucks and just said, hey, I think this Bucks team is better now than they – better
Who
this
said
year,
that?
Tim Legler, better this year coming up than they were this previous year. And Antonio Daniels was on there, and he agreed with them. And the basis that they both had on this deal was they believe Giannis will take another step forward. And as he takes a step forward, the rest of the team – will follow. And they said, you know, not take anything away from Malcolm Brogdon, but they have enough because of the chemistry of the team. You know, you look at the Lakers, for example, with LeRoy, right? Okay, so they're going to have a bunch of talent, but they're all going to have to learn each other and try and get on the same page. This Bucks team's going to walk into training camp, and pretty much everybody's going to know what the offense is, what the defense is, what they're doing, what everybody likes. You're going to have a couple new pieces, but for the most part, these guys are all going to be on the same page, which is going to be a huge deal this upcoming season with as much change as we're seeing in the NBA right now, which will benefit, obviously, the Milwaukee Bucks at the end of the day. So for me, I'm just not there that the Bucks got better necessarily at this point. I'm not there. Can they get better? Sure. You know, if Giannis plays better, they can obviously get better at this point. But then after that, you're relying really on those other guards. Sterling Brown, like I said, and DiVincenzo and Connaughton all have to play better. Because let's say they start George Hill next to Eric Bledsoe. Let's say that's what they do. Okay, so tell me what the backup guards are coming off the bench right now. You got faith in any of those guys at this point? I mean, Sterling Brown, I probably got more faith in him than I do the other two.
Yeah, absolutely, because you didn't really see anything
nice
outside of, what, 15 games from DiVincenzo this year?
It's nice, but I don't think you can rely on him to score every night.
They're in a situation right now. Here are just another rundown of like the non-top-level guards that got paid yesterday. Malcolm Brogdon caps it up at 4 years, $85 million. Terry Rozier, 3 years, $58 million. Ricky Rubio goes 3 years, $51 million. And then Corey Joseph, $337 million. Seth Curry gets 4 years, $32 million. And Patrick Beverley, 3 years at $40 million. Leroy, did the Bucks get better yesterday?
Well, I think they got better because they bring in back most of the team. I mean, you remember, this is a number one overall seed team. We all didn't like the results in the playoffs. But if you can bring back most of those guys, it seemed like to me it was more of a Ted Thompson stuff. Spend the money on your guys. Now, if you wanted those other guys, Middleton wouldn't be here. I'm trying to digest what people think about the Middleton deal because we didn't address that. I think that should have been the main thing.
Well, go ahead and address it, Leroy.
Any way possible,
Leroy, go ahead and
you
address
wanted all these other guys, he wouldn't be here.
Go ahead and address it, Roy.
So his deal to me was number one. The Brogdon thing wasn't that big of a deal to me, really. It was a restricted deal. We talked about what we, the 16, 17, we talked about that. He was going to be over that, okay? I just thought that, you know, the Chicago deal would have been better for him, but if you go to Indiana, somebody you play a bunch of times, anyway, fine. I didn't think Brogdon really wanted to be here after I read that article he wrote about Milwaukee being one of the most segregated places he's ever been around, something to that level. So deep down inside, he probably got his wish of being gone. But back to this Chris Middleton thing. That's what, to me, was put the biggest smile on my face because I thought they would bring him back. And a lot of people did not want to bring him back because they didn't want to pay him that much. But guess what? He's coming back. To me, that makes it better. When you can bring back to keep these guys together as much as possible, Middleton and Giannis, you're going to be closer to winning more games than had you just tore this thing all up, traded Bledsoe's contract, and just kind of throw it all to pieces. And for those other guys, those guys was very instrumental in you being the number one overall seed.
No doubt.
60 games. What you mean?
I was –
Oh,
go ahead.
Those guys were very instrumental, Connaughton and Sterling Brown. Those guys were very instrumental, George Hill, winning all those games. So they don't have to do it. They don't have to be Superman, just be themselves. And I think they can still win a bunch of games and be one of the top teams in the East. Now, the Brooklyn thing concerns me, you know, whenever KD gets back. But for the most part, you know, Philly, I don't know how good they're going to be, but – I think you're still number one in the East. And if that's the case, then I'm okay with what they did. I'm not really into the draft picks because that's hitting me.
Oh, yeah, you don't know what you're going to get.
I don't know how that pick.
So, Roy, let me ask you this, Leroy. Because I remember you were saying once upon a time, you know, you guys go, you win that Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers at 96, I believe. And you came back that following year. And I heard you were saying, well, hey, that wasn't the same team. If we would have had, was that Sean Jones?
Oh, for the Denver Super Bowl?
Yeah, that run. You said if
Keith
we would have had
all those guys left.
Yeah. If we could have paid, because that wasn't the same team. Could this Brogdon thing be like that? I mean, you still, what you call him, the president? Because that's one of your favorite players now.
Yeah, but he didn't have the impact that some of those guys did. Because when they were out, they still seemed to stay.
Well, he was a
50-40-90 guy.
Yeah, he's a 50-40-90 guy. That's nothing to really just say whatever that whole harm you. Tell him what 50-40-90
is. Whatever that means.
Over 50% shooting, field goal percentage, over 40% percentage from beyond the 3-point arc, and 90-plus percent from the free throw line.
Damn thing, you got to sweat full times with it. So he can do it in Indiana. So the guys on this team are going to make up for his loss. The thing for me that makes you better because you got Middleton back.
Okay.
And that's why I think they got better. I thought for sure, he was going to be gone.
No, I didn't think that at all.
Because people going to be, I don't want to pay him a max deal.
No, they were going to pay. Well, that's over there. That's outside over there. Yeah. They were going
to
re-sign Middleton.
Well,
that
I'm
was
glad
already
to hear
a
that.
Done deal.
That would make me feel good about it.
The issue was with the Milwaukee Bucks, and everybody kind of felt this way, is what if they could give Brogdon that type of money.
They weren't going to give him no $20 million.
Yeah, they just weren't able to do it yesterday when it ultimately came down to it.
Well, they
would have
to go over the luxury tax, too. And I don't know if what time they take over, they pass
today.
On. Today. Yeah, I don't know. What time they pass the baton over. I don't know if he want to go over the luxury tax
I don't
now.
Know. I think it was a quarter to yesterday.
Well, whatever that means, too. I don't know if he want to go over the luxury taxes. So, but that's what it would have to be. If you wanted to pay all the Lopez kids and pay Brogdon $85 million and pay, you know, cash $178. I mean, it would have pushed you over. Now you have no room for the one-year deal exemptions that may get in the summer, the one-year, three-year million dollars like you got Lopez. You need some of those deals to fill the roster out.
Well, and what else it does, Leroy, is too, and we've had talked about this as well, it's great to run it back for this season. Mm-hmm. You run it back, but you sign Malcolm Brogdon for 4 years. If you sign Brooke Lopez, 4 years, $52 million. Then you add George Hill, which is 3 years, 29, but the last year non-guaranteed. You're stocking up a lot of guaranteed money for the next 4 or 5 years. You're tying up to that, making sure that this group is good enough to win an NBA championship, and I think that's ultimately still going to be the question. 414-799-1250 by addition by subtraction. Yesterday, do you believe the Milwaukee Bucks got better? The mentions are split pretty much right down the middle. Really? We'll see what the phone callers say next. But first, Young Express, if you need to get a new career, Malcolm Brogdon doesn't need a career change. He's pretty much set. But if you're not Malcolm Brogdon, you could call John Young.
No doubt about it. If you're looking for a new career and, you know, looking for a company to work for that can lead you down the right direction to making significant dollars and working for a boss that you can trust, my guy John Young at Young Express is that company. We talk about so much over at Young Express. They continue to grow. They're looking for a new career. Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company? A company that's been in business over 27 years. How about a company that's been listed on Inc. magazine as one of America's fastest-growing companies 7 out of 8 years? Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company that we talk about so much, is growing, and they're looking for people to work in their sales department. Looking for people with high degree of integrity. Willing to prospect new businesses via phone, email, social selling. Need reliable transportation. Have to be willing to travel within an assigned territory given to you by Young Express. High school diploma or equivalent needed. Excellent written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills are essential. And, of course, closing and follow-up skills are a must. That was always my most difficult one. What can you expect from Young Express? 40-hour work week, salary plus commissions, bonuses, and contests. Generous mileage reimbursement, expense account, health insurance, 401k. A company that cares about you as an individual. Plus, you get a cell phone, tablet, and all sales and promotional materials provided to you by Young Express. And a fun and exciting environment and a chance to grow. That is Young Express. Apply for your sales position at, online at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, addition by subtraction. Did the Bucks get better yesterday? They bring back Brooke Lopez, George Hill, as well as Chris Middleton. Bring in Robin Lopez, but Malcolm Brogdon, the president, gone to Indiana. 414-799-1250. Discuss next. More here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, and the NBA is a cutthroat league. Couple of championships, couple of finals runs, finals MVP. Step out, say something. Gone. See ya. We need money. Hey, appreciate it. Andre Iguodala shipped to the Memphis Grizzlies. Golden State Warriors.
Now they think
Bob Myers was doing some work yesterday. He was working on a Sunday.
They think Iguodala gets bought out, and then he'll get to go wherever he wants.
Sure.
So
I can't think Memphis really wants to pay that for what they have, unless they want a good veteran with John Morant. That would make sense, but however he's going to play there in Memphis.
It'd be interesting to see if Iguodala goes somewhere on a minimal deal like the Lakers to try to go ring chasing again, because he's getting older, obviously. I mean, he's getting towards the end of his career. If that's what ends up happening, or if he just tries to get, you know, the most money he can get wherever he can get it at this point, I think he goes ring chasing and ends up in L.A., but we'll see.
It's going to be interesting to see how some of these guys move around because the landscape has definitely changed across the NBA. We'll get into that a little bit more at 4 o'clock. Talk to Seth Ever coming up at 3:48. But right now, Malcolm Brogdon gone to the Indiana Pacers, 4 years, $85 million. But the Bucks do bring back George Hill, 3 years, $29 million. The final year of that three-year deal is non-guaranteed for George Hill, similar to how his deal was structured for this year. It was $18 million. They were able to buy him out for 1 year, or $1 million for that. Chris Middleton, 5 years, $178 million, just underneath the threshold of the maximum contract, about $12 million Bucks saved there. And Brooke Lopez, 4 years, $52 million. His brother Robin is also going to come play here as well, according to reports. 414-799-1250. Did the Bucks get better yesterday? Let's go to Mario on the north side of Milwaukee. Mario, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
There are you.
Hey, well, I can't say they got better. Like I said, I think 2 days ago, or whatever it was, Brogdon was thought to be a priority. I mean, everybody was saying that. Bill Michaels even came out and said it, I think, on Friday or Thursday. But it, 2 days ago or 3 days ago, it was a priority. So now he's traded. Okay, so you trade him within the division, which I don't think is a good move. I think you could have got that deal elsewhere and not have to see this guy, you know, 4 or 5 times a season. And then, like what Sparky touched on and some other people touched on, I think the backcourt is really unsettled because everybody had in the backcourt, Brogdon probably was the most consistent, regardless of, you know, his foot injury or whatever. He was probably the most consistent from regular season into playoffs, more so than Bledsoe and some of these other guys. Now, maybe these other guys will step up, you know, but I think they still could use a solid point guard backup or otherwise, but a younger guy. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Mario.
And- so y'all think they should have matched that deal or signed that deal?
I wouldn't have. It's way too expensive for me.
No, that
so
was...
we all agree that they couldn't match it.
Right, and that's why I said I understand.
Well, they could have matched it and gotten the luxury tax.
Right.
I'm telling you, I would not have. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you're going to miss him.
Way too expensive.
You're going to miss him, though. That's the problem that you have. You get no replacement for him.
And Malcolm Brogdon, outside of just being a good offensive and defensive basketball player, he's a guy that's really well-respected in that locker room, and there's a lot of knowledge that he has that he brings to the floor. He walked in first game. I thought, dude, this guy's been in the NBA for like 8 years.
The chemistry aspect of Malcolm Brogdon is huge, too. Now, George Hill obviously helps that.
Yeah.
But when Brogdon's on the floor, he is kind of that extension of the coaching staff. Smart, cerebral player, doesn't get super emotional at any point when he's
like,
on the floor.
That doesn't sound good to you?
It sounds like y'all think they should have paid him.
No, you're
saying what he does well.
You can't be complimentary of some guy you lost?
Absolutely not. He's gone.
So bash him?
You don't have to bash. You don't have to even think it's not even really that big of a deal if you know he got paid more than what you wanted to say all these glowing things about him and you're going to play against him. What good is that going to do? They made the best business decision.
Well, sure they did. Absolutely. No, they did.
I thought on this show we didn't want to pay him that kind of money.
No.
Agreed.
We should be happy for him.
Right? Sure we are.
But it sounded like to me, mixed in what Mario said, maybe we should have paid him?
Not that much, no.
Had they paid him, how you think this show would have gone?
I will say that I think there were...
Had they paid that contract...
I don't think I would have paid him that money.
That's
how I would have gone. I don't think we would have paid... I would have paid him, but that's how I would have gone.
Okay.
Last night on Twitter, when this got announced that he was in a sign and trade, I said on Twitter, I said, I didn't want to lose him, but hey, at least they got something for him.
The best of both
worlds. At least you got something for him, right?
Yeah, restricted, you're going
to
get something.
As I watched Twitter blow up last night, it was, more cheap owners. What else is new? They don't want to go in the luxury tax.
See?
You can't win a championship if you're not willing to go in the luxury tax. See? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, now hold on, Leroy. Mm. That was last night, right? So I was done with that. So I turned off my phone. I said, okay, I'm done. So this morning, I get up, I turn my phone back on. You know what it was today?
What it was?
Well, yeah, he had those great numbers, but he really didn't take that many threes. I mean, his shooting percentage really wasn't all that great. He didn't take a lot of threes. You know, look at the record without Brogdon. They were fine without Brogdon.
That's what I saw a lot
worry
send
about it.
Send those numbers out. Use 50-40 or whatever.
Yeah,
send 50-49.
Last night, it was owners are cheap. And then today, after night's sleep, it was, let's find every reason to bash Brogdon we can to make ourselves feel better that we lost him. That's literally how it went from last night up until today's show.
But isn't that kind of how a breakup goes? Like at first,
you never know how good it was until she's gone.
Awful. I can't believe this has happened. And then you start sitting back and you start kind of nitpicking. And maybe, you know what, maybe I dodged a bullet here. Maybe I dodged a bullet. I don't know if Bucks fans are believing they dodged a bullet by giving him $85 million. But I know the thought process there is that was going to be a tough thing to hamstring the organization to.
He was honest with them from the jump. He told them, I'm going to the highest bidder. So
I don't blame him.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Because of the injuries and everything else, this may be his only big deal. So you want to talk about setting up your family going forward and your kids and your kids' kids and all that other stuff that these guys talk about. This is his one shot. And now if he gets hurt and can't play out throughout this deal, it's all guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. It's all guaranteed.
Why they didn't want him to, because he's always hurt.
The getting paid part, and because of the injury history, is an interesting part. Do you guys believe that played any part into Malcolm Brogdon making sure he was going to go to the highest bidder instead of trying to run it back with a team that was two games away from the finals?
I do. I don't know. Garrett, what do you think?
Especially what you just saw happen in the NBA Finals to two of the top 20 players in the league.
Listen, that's why I brought this up with Leroy. Try to give him a way in on it. And yeah, you would have had to go on the luxury tax to get this done. Leroy talks repeatedly about, well, that wasn't the same team that we had. I mean, early man, he comes in, but is early man actually Sean Jones? You know, maybe Sean Jones makes early man play, but who was early man, Leroy, everybody?
Gabe Wilkins.
Maybe Sean Jones have Gabe Wilkins play better because, you know, you kind of got a rotation going there. Now, all of a sudden, you have no Malcolm Brogdon, and you think you've got somebody in place of George Hill. You know, I just say, if you know, sometimes if you're the owner, then you may just have to bite the bullet, and you know what this guy's going to be. You may have to overpay him to really bring this back. I mean, it's a lot, Steve. You laid it out. It's a lot to ask of the guys that they have coming back to try to replace Malcolm Brogdon. Malcolm Brogdon, now, I don't think this is a Scott Williams type thing, where the locker room, because I think that locker room is set with the guys that they have in there, because you're not bringing in Anthony Mason.
Right.
That's what killed that. Along with Scott Williams and then bringing in Anthony Mason, the combination of both of those things killed that team. You still got George Hill, who's a very, 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 very credible guy in that locker
room.
Heady player. Yep. I mean, all that. Veteran. I mean, but still you looking for the production that you got out of Brogdon. And from the rest of these guys, will you get that production? Right now, my answer to that is no, you don't.
Is Malcolm Brogdon $15 million better than Eric Bledsoe?
See, now then you get into that. I mean, at some point in this last season, I thought that Bledsoe was playing better basketball than – I mean, I thought that Brogdon was playing better basketball than Bledsoe.
I think if you took a poll of people in this city, 90% would rather have Brogdon, maybe higher. Maybe 95% would rather have Brogdon than Bledsoe. I think a lot of people would rather have Brogdon than Middleton. That's how this thing was going by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. It was almost unanimous. Everybody wanted Malcolm Brogdon back and whatever the cost
I never wanted Brogdon over Middleton or Bledsoe. I just wanted all those guys
right.
to try to bring that thing back and try to recreate it. I mean, we're going to get into this a little bit more at 4 o'clock, but, man, I just think the Bucks did not get any better yesterday or today.
Mark's in New Berlin. He's on the fan. Mark, did the Bucks get better yesterday?
Are you kidding me? We gave away our main puzzle piece, the second best player on the team. You know, how did we get better? And why can't these billionaire owners go into the luxury tax? I mean, why we got three billionaire owners? Would they be, as I always say? I mean, what is millions of dollars when you're a billionaire?
I don't know.
Nobody does business to lose money, Mark.
They're not losing money. I didn't want taxpayers to pay $250 million towards that.
If you pay 5-1 after 2 years of being in the luxury tax, $5 to every dollar, you will lose money. That's simple math. Exponential. Exponential, depending on how long you continue to go into the luxury tax, because the luxury tax escalates every year you stay in the luxury tax.
How long before you hit $1 billion?
On top of that, yeah.
It's not, they didn't make $1 billion, Mark, in the NBA. They made it outside the NBA. You understand that part, right?
Right, but they have $1 billion.
I know, not
necessarily. They have money to spend. I mean, it's not like we don't have money to spend. We have money to spend. Why are they being cheap?
But now they have a cap.
Okay, thanks for the call.
You know how it works.
Let's, I'm going to try
but
to
But that's the
something.
Frustration you're going to get. So
well, that was I a lot this last night.
You go, if you see, had they gave him that contract, it would be callers saying, we overpaid him, not a John Salmons. Did they list all the bad deals? And it just would have been all over again.
So
I think we just understand he's gold, bad gold.
They went over this yesterday afternoon, I guess it was, on NBA TV. So you have your soft cap. And then you have a little space to where teams can sign their own guys. And then there's another number. That becomes a luxury tax number. And like Baby Tosh said, now it's $1 per every dollar that you're over. And then you have the super luxury tax, which is now $5 over that. And then there's the repeater tax that if you're still there after 2 years, you add an additional dollar on to every $5 on top of that, right? So if Golden State was their example, if Golden State would have got Durant at the max, and got Klay Thompson at the max, they would have been spending $340 million a year on payroll. $340 million. $170 million on the payroll and $170 million in taxes. That's stupid. I mean, that is beyond dumb.
And to add to that, too, that was
just
bringing...
They were trying to go do that. Now, they have a new arena and everything else, and they're just going to be generating a ton of revenue, so they could have justified it. I'm not sure the Bucks are in the same category. So now you take the owner and you say, well, go into your personal bank account. You have $1 billion. Spend it all for us, for the fans. It's just not going to happen. They have their budget. They have the revenue stream that comes in. They're going to play off of what their budget is. That's how this is going to work, folks. There's not very many owners that are going to go to their own personal wealth and throw it at the organization for player payroll. I'm just being honest with you. It just doesn't happen in all sports. NHL, NFL, NBA, MLB, it's just not something that occurs.
And esports, I think, either, too. They're not trying to lose money in that, either.
Paul, there's a lot of money in that.
Paul's in West Dallas. He's on the fan ball. Bucks get better yesterday?
I mean, to answer the question simply, no. I mean, if you said you're going to trade Brogdon for Robin Lopez, nobody would say that's getting better.
Agreed.
But I did like the moves they made. I thought it was the right move. I think this is about keeping essentially the same team together while maintaining flexibility. You know, all the deals they made, Middleton is the only one they can't get out of. You know, Brook Lopez and Robin Lopez and
Bledsoe,
thank you. Those are all deals that if they wanted to, in a year or two, if it's not working, they can find ways to trade those players and start over with different players around Giannis. If they had signed Brogdon and gone over the luxury tax and paid him all that money and it didn't work out, he was still injured, and Brook Lopez got old, all of a sudden they're stuck with all these players. Nobody's going to want to trade for them because they're too big of contracts. And you have no way of starting over and trying it again with something else.
No, you're right about
Appreciate the call. It's also interesting, too, because of the three pieces that they get back in the Brogdon deal. You get the first-round pick, then you also get the two second-round picks. If this doesn't work out, to Paul's point, you then have some playing room and some chips to deal if you're trying to get rid of some of this money to be able to give yourself some cap relief.
Yeah, they're going to.
You know what?
Using those picks to actually draft players, I highly doubt it's going to happen. They're going to use it as trading chips. I agree with that.
Probably. And Leroy, though, is right when he said in the beginning, though, that this feels a little bit like a Ted Thompson type deal where you kind of had to pick and choose guys and you kind of let one guy go because you didn't want to overpay him.
Right.
So we got to go wait to see what that looks like and feel like somewhere else. And another thing, it also feels a little bit like David Stearns where you're looking now for sustainable success. And our last call is right. They have set themselves up. If this just doesn't work out, they can make a rerun again with Giannis because they got to pay him shortly.
Next summer.
Next summer, yeah, Superman.
So they've set themselves up. If it doesn't go, we still can make a shuffle the deck again.
Sure.
So, right, you may not be as close, and we're going to – and I can't wait to get the fork, but you're kind of just – you just have to wait and see. Middleton's got to get better.
You know what cracked me up about that deal?
And Giannis has to get better.
What cracked me up about that deal was, that's a player option in the fifth year.
Yeah.
He didn't want the fifth year, apparently guaranteed. He wanted the option to get the hell out of here if he wanted to. I shook my head at that one. I didn't see that one coming. I did not see that.
And what is that player option for? Like $40-something million?
Yeah, I don't understand why you wouldn't just, boom, put it down.
Next CBA. Got to understand where the guaranteed money is. And how does the new TV deals continue to change the cap? The NBA, the cap is so ever-changing simply because of the percentage deal they have with how much money their guarantees are to what the NBA owners are taking. Guarantee is, if you go and take your money over to the jewelry center, you're going to get a piece of jewelry for
that
a good
price.
That
is guaranteed. It's been documented. Folks been doing this. Mm-hmm. Folks been traveling around, going around. I just don't have time to do all this. I don't have time to go from shop to shop to shop to shop. I'm telling you right now, folks, if you're going to go look for a piece of jewelry, or you're going to go to get the most money for your old gold jewelry, you're going to get that at the jewelry center. If you're looking to get the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry, you're going to get that from the jewelry center. I'm guaranteeing that's what's going to happen. I've had friends, I've had family members try to do the whole shop around, and then go to Dean. They get to Dean, they find out. I've been telling you the truth all along. Listen, guys, I'm not messing around. I am on perpetual scholarship, which means that I'm trying to pay less for everything I look at, buy, or eat. Just take it to the bank. Go see my good friend right now, Dean Murray, at the Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, in a new location, folks, in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Did the Bucks get better yesterday? 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. That was a nice little hum. Come on now. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Bob, he's getting paid today again?
Getting paid again today. How
what
about
he,
it?
What was he getting paid today?
1.2. Yes, 1.2 or $1.119 million will get paid today.
Keep giving.
His ninth payment. Yep, he will finish up 2035. That is how you set up a contract.
That's how you do it.
Let me just hold a little something every single year. Just so if I go out, have a little bit too much fun, you know, maybe I'm at a bachelor party. My buddy wants to go back to Pottawatomie the day after the bachelor party ends. I got a little something to play with. Bobby Bonilla gets himself a little bit more money today. Now, that Bobby Bonilla money might sound like a lot to anybody listening to the Wendy's Big Show, but anybody that signed an NBA contract yesterday, that's a drop in the bucket.
You saw NFL players?
Just incredible.
You saw NFL players tweeting out yesterday? I think Juju Smith tweeted something out about he's mad at his mama because his mama didn't have him go play basketball, the money that they're making. I think J.J. Watt just tweeted something out. Hey, I just want to know, NBA, is there a space for a guy that can give you six hard fouls and guaranteed to miss four free throws a game?
He could give you six hard fouls.
I'm going to give you six hard ones.
I'll use all six of them, too. Don't think I'm going to get cheapened out of any of them. I use every one of them.
All right.
Right away, when you get into the game, I'm giving one right away. Let everybody know that I'm here. 414-799-1250. 4 years, $85 million for Malcolm Brogdon. He goes to the Indiana Pacers, who are starting up with a nice little lineup now Victor Oladipo is going to come back next year. They definitely got better, and they complement a nice already team in a team that was the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference without their star player.
Well, I think for the most of the year, Steve, weren't they like in third place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
were. Oladipo went down?
Yep. And Oladipo, you know, had a great season. Had that breakout season that I don't know if anybody necessarily saw coming, but played well. But then he got hurt.
Is West still there?
So now he's a free agent, I believe.
And now he will be a free agent.
But if they can get him at that with that,
mm-hmm.
if West comes back, you might have something.
And Sabonis just won or was a nominee for Most Improved Player of the Year. He comes off big off the bench. They got a really, really nice team. And Malcolm Brogdon, Nate McMillan. That's probably a good tandem. That's a good player-coach relationship.
You got Miles Turner still there.
799-1250.
Yeah. So are we doing the 4 o'clock topic now?
No, it's just...
Just laying it out.
Letting some people know what's going on, Roy. Hey, Leroy, why don't you tell everybody what's going down at Great Lakes Dragway this weekend? Cool stuff.
I'm going to see my guy, Roy. Every year we do stuff with Roy, but I'll be there from 11 to 2. But they got Bug Fest or something.
Bug Fest and the Truck Nationals.
Now, that's amazing.
They tell us about the Truck Nationals. They say like Eric Thames jacked up pickup trucks.
What'd that mean?
I don't know, cuz big trucks.
Means jacked big trucks.
Like muscle, like muscle up. Trucks.
You've seen Eric Thames now. Come on, you know what that is. He'll be there from 11 to 2. Roy Butler will be at Great Lakes Dragway. Trip's on the north side of Milwaukee's up on the Fan. What's up, Trip?
Man, it's Trail. What's going on, man?
Trail, what's up,
going
dude?
On, my brother?
Man, what's happening, man? I can't believe y'all sitting there taking up for these owners, man.
Well, let me hear it. Give me what they should have did.
Listen, we've been sold a bag of goods for 5 to 6 years since they bought this team. Talking about, luxury tax won't be a problem if it ever presents itself. Our team is ever good enough, we feel as though. Okay, your team was 2 games away from the finals. What's your excuse for not re-signing your restricted free agent? Now, if you lose a free agent that's unrestricted and you weren't able to come to an agreement or something like that, okay, I could swallow that a little more. But you lost a guy that you had control over for at least 4 more years. And if you're talking about luxury tax and they losing money, man, listen, they bought the Bucks for $550 million. When they sell it, it's going to be over $1 billion
mm-hmm.
because of the race of the NBA already. So
right.
they already made money by buying the team. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not taking up for no billionaires and millionaires about how much money they make. Listen, if you're an owner and you say you want to win, you have to pay the luxury tax sometime. That's just how it goes. That's part of the NBA. When you got a transcendent superstar player, at some point, it's going to hurt you being cheap. So
for sure it will.
Maybe they're able to fill the void with Brogdon, because right now they don't have nobody on the roster to fill that void. And that's sad to say for a team that was 2 games away from the finals. And if Kawhi goes on the West, they got a hell of a chance to get to the finals. Why would you let a piece go that you got control over? I would not understand that at all, and nobody could make me understand that, period, because it doesn't make sense. You're going to win championships. Sometimes you got to pay out, but you're going to get the glory on the other end.
Trell,
that's just how it goes.
Trell, do you think some of it was so that they can keep some financial flexibility going forward?
I mean, but Why do you need flexibility going forward when you got Giannis able to sign a Supermax this summer, unless you just think for granted or you just know for sure he's going to sign it, regardless of the results of the team this year? Because you just let an integral part of your team go.
I think they did. I think they assume that he's signing it regardless of what happens this year.
That's what okay. it sounds like, yeah.
Okay. I hope they're right.
Appreciate
Me
the call.
Too.
I hope they are right. And I also get that feeling, but I've said it multiple times, and I could be cursing.
Well, you never know what happens between a year from now. But, yeah, right. It feels like that's what's going on with Giannis.
Appears like he knows, or they know, yeah, that he will be here.
Well, the money speaks for itself. That's why the NBA is set up actually pretty good. Because mm-hmm. if you keep your guys, you could pay them $50 to $60 million more than any other team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a guy just wants – and all these guys got money. I mean, what's – 20-30 million. They'd rather go play somewhere with one of their best friends and have a good chance to win a ring at the same time.
You just saw it in Brooklyn. The reports are that KD and Kyrie will both take a little bit less so they can fit DeAndre Jordan's $10 million a year in there as well.
And they just feel like they can make that money up somewhere else. And that's what they're telling them. Hey, man, you may lose $30 million here, but you may have – in Brooklyn, the market is a little bit better. You can, do some stuff off the court to make that money up. But playing with, the guys, you got your control in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But to Rail's point, when you have a restricted free agent, now you can say, you can forecast it and say, well, let's take the 10 or 15 days to think about it, whatever the limit is, so whether we want to match it or not. Well, it looked like we're not going to do it. Now, you can try to trade him, which I thought was good to trade him and not get anything. But I think now I'm starting to see again that the fans wanted them to match that deal.
Well, and two, because I think about this as well. When Trell's point is very valid. You have a restricted free agent.
Mark said the same thing.
You have the ability to match any contract that comes in.
Absolutely.
But now you guys can attest to this as well. There's a possibility that Malcolm Brogdon in here, Darren Collison did just retire from the Indiana Pacers.
Yep, sure did.
Could have walked in and said, guys, I understand you can match, but I want to go start somewhere. So whatever it is here, I'm going to go start somewhere, and somebody's going to give me the opportunity to go do that. We're going to make sure this money is enough that you're not going to match it, knowing that I want to go start somewhere. Is that a possibility as well?
If you're paying a luxury tax in one of the smallest market, these guys are financial people. It just don't make sense on paper. Because if you give him that $85 million deal, for some reason you got to go to Chris Middleton for him to take less. And he may not want to do that. Next thing you know, you have to pick who you're going to take. And they chose Middleton. I mean, really, to be honest with you, they could have let Middleton walk and sign Brogdon back. And then people would have said, why didn't you bring Middleton back and pay the luxury tax? And I think the luxury tax is something we're talking about only because it was a transition in ownership today. Had it been one more year with the same guy, I don't think luxury tax would have came up, because you would have just said, hey, we just can't afford it. But when you got a guy on the record to say, hey, listen, if this presents itself, I may go over the luxury tax, you're going to get phone calls like Mark.
Well, remember now, if we go back to that article that Frank Isola wrote for The Athletic a while back, and they asked Lazary about that.
That's what I'm referencing.
Lazary said he didn't know. Said it depends on where we end up in the playoffs and how close we are and everything else.
And that's a good answer.
Edens,
let's see how it goes.
Edens was, I'm all in. Let's do this luxury tax thing. If need be, I'm in.
Yeah.
And Lazary, Mark Lazary, was more along the lines of, well, if we lose in the first round, probably not. Second round, great, we'll see. But if we're right there with the chance to go to the NBA Finals, then I could probably see us doing it. So maybe at the end of the day, he decided that either A, they didn't want to spend that much money on Brogdon, who they don't think can stay healthy. That very well could be what it was. Or B, maybe it was simply the luxury tax. Don't know. I'm guessing that it was probably more A than B, to be honest with you. I think they didn't want to gamble that much money on a player that can't stay healthy. That's
to
my
guess. To the south side, we say hello to Tom. Tom, did the Bucks get better yesterday?
Yes, the Bucks got better yesterday. I'm a season ticket holder, so I went to every game this year, and I also watched all the away games. And I love Malcolm Brogdon, and sad to see him go. But, guys got to get paid. If you wanted to stay, I'm sure you would have taken less or took a middle range. But if you wanted to go, that's what he wanted to do. But I think the reason why we're better is if you think about a year ago at this time, we were just trying to figure out if we were going to keep Jabari Parker, which not paying him to leave was a good idea. And now we sat this time last year with our centers being Brooke, Henson, and we had Thon Maker. You can't tell me that Robin Lopez is not better than Henson and Maker. I also think that DiVincenzo is going to be better this year. I saw the change from when he beginning of the year to the end of the year. His shot was way better. He started the year as a good rebounder and a good defender, and then his shot got better towards the end of the year before he got hurt. And I also think the Bucks have been doing a lot with their D-League teams, and they signed a whole bunch of like free agents that were from Division II to play in their D-League this year. Mm-hmm. Who knows if they catch fire, get somebody who could shoot there, because I think some of the guys there were record holders for three-pointers. So I think, while they might not be done yet, I think just Brooke and Robin are better than Brooke, Thon, and Henson, just that alone.
Appreciate it, Tom. That's a point that we haven't really...
I know good and where. They ain't depending on nobody in the D-League to help them.
Oh, you better watch your mouth when you're talking about my boy Fletcher McGee like that, Leroy.
Oh, child, please.
Come on now. All-time NCAA D1 three-point shooting record holder.
Why is he there?
Well, I mean, Wofford provides you a very good education.
But if you look at your boy from Toronto, was it Van Vliet?
Van Vliet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did he come from?
Wichita State.
There you go, Missouri Valley. Well, yeah, get him Missouri up here. Violet, mm-hmm. Missouri Valley.
Warriors.
My thing, if he's good, he ain't going to be in no D-League. He's going to be on a roster. There's a lot of 10th, 11th, 12th seats, just people just sitting there.
Hey, I always remember this. When Larry Drew walked into those draft workouts when I was running equipment, he walks up and goes, "Guys!" Hikes his shorts up right underneath his underneath his nipples right there. He goes,
"Hank him up.
We got spots, boys. Come on out and earn one." They might have a spot. Somebody has to go out and earn one.
Warriors just released a statement from the owner of the Warriors, Joe Lacob, who said no player will ever wear number 35 for the Warriors again.
Okay, that's fine.
In regards
that's going
to,
into the new stadium. Mm-hmm.
In regards to Kevin Durant. I don't think he needed to say that. Personally,
I think
just want everybody to know.
Yeah, understandable too. As Kevin Durant had a couple of choice words on his way out. Malik's on the north side. He's up on the fan. Hey, Malik, did the Bucks get better?
How you guys doing? I think they stayed the same, but my main concern with them is I'm with Leroy that by them bringing back Middleton, I think that was huge for as far as loyalty. But my thing is, what about the free agents that they didn't sign? Like, I mean, they were two games away from winning it, you know, the NBA championship or getting to the NBA championship games. And a lot of free agents that you think that would have came, I'm not talking about Kyrie or KD. I'm talking about major guys that can shoot, because that's what we need. We need guys who can shoot. And I think Sparky's right about Brogdon. I think it was more of his injury, because that foot has been bothering him since college. So I think they looked at that and they was like, okay, you know what, we're just going to let you go. And I agree with Leroy too. I don't think he really wanted to be here, you know. And you got to pay the man to pay the man. But as far as the other free agents that didn't want to come or they didn't get, they actually come play with Giannis. I mean, to me, that's a huge red flag that nobody's really talking about. But hey, you guys got a great show. You have a great day, man.
Appreciate it, Malik.
And one more point about he can't take less when you're a restricted free agent. You can't, because that team makes an offer. Mm-hmm. You can't say, "Hey, well, no, I'll take 68 to stay in Milwaukee." No. The league, the union would not accept that. You got to, if they put an offer in at 85, they got to match that, or they got to let you go or work a sign and trade out.
Taking less, I think, also too.
You got to be unrestricted to take less.
With Malcolm Brogdon as well. He is now vice president of the Players Association and the Players Union. Taking less isn't necessarily what the Players Union wants you to do.
No.
Joe's on the southwest side. He's up on the fan. Joe, Bucks get better yesterday?
Championship team needs one or two of those guys who just go out and bang and get rebounds and maybe score 2 or 4 points. I think that's what's good about Robin Lopez. They didn't really have anybody like that last year. You know, somebody who'd bring them nasty. You look at Indiana all those years, I believe they had Dale Davis. He was one guy that sticks out. What do you guys think?
Well, Ersan was that guy.
Appreciate it.
Connaughton was those guys to get on the floor.
Ersan's definitely that guy. He'll go onto the floor for you now.
Those guys play well. I think they can duplicate what they did off the bench, but it's going to take more. I want more shoot. You got to get some shooters.
That's more what they used to call the enforcer, right? Mm-hmm. They need an enforcer.
We did get a couple of calls like that.
They did want an enforcer.
There's not many of those guys in the league anymore.
Right. They don't make them anymore. Well, if they do, they're not on this team.
Well, NBA is, you know, if you look at Golden State, that's what the new NBA is. Those guys just doesn't exist.
Well, you need J.J. Watt for them six hard fouls.
Six hard fouls. He said he'll give them to you.
Guys, you're going to miss some free throws, too.
This summer, go all natural with Beauforting beer. And if you're celebrating a nice new job, a new contract, maybe you're Malcolm Brogdon, maybe you can grab a couple of Beauforting beers. It's imported from a country of Luxembourg. Beauforting is new to the United States, though, and being imported exclusively to the state of Wisconsin by a local company. It's 100% natural and brewed using only the finest raw materials. Guys, we're talking about fresh spring water, the finest barley, and eat the brewery. And since water is beer's most important ingredient, this exceptionally pure water gives Beauforting its fresh taste and smooth drinkability. You'll notice the difference when you drink the crisp Pilsner, the flagship beer, the smooth triple ale, and the balanced Brun. And thanks to Beauforting's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give you the full flavor that's refreshing rather than filling. Beauforting is available in more places in Milwaukee than ever before, guys. Go check out a six-pack at Total Wine and More, Sendix Fine Foods, Consumer Beverage, or enjoy a fresh tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Nomad, or Sport Club. Tweet your all-natural pictures to me. Use the hashtag Beauforting Bill at Bill Schmidt Radio, and those are all natural pictures of Beauforting. Okay, excuse me, all natural pictures of Beauforting. Beauforting is Milwaukee's all natural choice for the summer. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.